Greetings, splendid gamers, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Days Podcast, that weekly trek down gaming's many twists and turns, retro or otherwise. I'm Mr. Picario, your humble host on this zealous quest, and today we're talking those old games that aren't necessarily considered timeless or even good by today's standards, but are still revered all the same. And by we, I really mean me, as I'm going to highlight some of my favorite games that might seem strange or flawed to a modern mindset. For example, people still love the original Resident Evil, despite it being marred by what many would now deem to be clunky design and control. And while I don't hold that game in any particular esteem, I have my own blissful picks from years past that, despite their rough edges, are still gems from my own perspective. Galaxian. Everyone knows it as the inferior predecessor to the more popular Galaga, but I tend to disagree. I'm not knocking Galaga, mind you. That game does enjoy faster action bonus stages and a greater variety of sinister space bugs. What Galaxian has, however, is pure precision. Every second counts, every shot counts, every subtle sway to the left and right counts. For every mistake the player does make will quickly compound into a likely death. Indeed, despite their seeming simplicity, Galaxian's aliens hide a devious edge, swarming and grouping in erratic fashion. And because the player's ship is so slow, and because only one projectile can be fired at a time, every kill is a satisfying achievement. Yep, Galaxian's shortcomings combine to actually make the game more rewarding in the end. So, Super Mario Kart. This long-lived legend is still a favorite amongst old-school fans, but just as many have irreversibly been indoctrinated by the more sleek and silky Mario Kart 8, Crash Team Racing, and a host of others. Yeah, it's actually easy to criticize this seminal initial entry into Mario Kart's canon history. What with the game's cheating AI, squirrely controls, and a squishy split-screen. Nevertheless, for those who choose to relearn the game's nuances, it's still a compelling experience, offering a scrunched, twisty-weavy style of track design rarely seen in its successors. And even better, the game can now be enjoyed online via Nintendo Switch Online service. So, Golden Axe. This is one of those few games that survives its successors. While several Golden Axe sequels have seen release, most only remember or care about the first one. And yet, the first one is a surprisingly limited experience with a limited number of stages, limited enemy types, limited movesets, and, do you see the pattern? Yes, as brawlers go, this one's pretty shallow, but it also sports some of the most imaginative landscapes of its genre, or any other, really. I mean, fighting through a village built on the shell of a turtle? Riding atop the back of an enormous eagle as mad skeletons pop from its flesh like fleas? Moreover, each of the three characters swing with a real might and weight, especially the dwarf, granting every blow a fine kinetic charge and crunch. And who can forget the stacking magic system in which, at its most powerful, summons a dragon's torrential hellfire? Yes, Golden Axe might be limited, but every morsel of that meager menu is still delicious. So, Mega Man Legends. Although this whimsical take on the Mega Man series was initially met with skepticism, those who gave it a chance found a title full of immense warmth and charm. But the game's harshest critics weren't exactly wrong. Not only did Mega Man's first 3D outing vary wildly from its 2D forebears, it was riddled with quirky issues often endemic to that early polygonal era. Digital controls and a rather inflexible camera were the game's chief concerns, proving to be annoying enough to send many a Mega Man fan gunning for something else to play. And today, this sentiment still persists in some circles. But in truth, the controls and camera weren't so awful as they were simply awkward, and could be handily mastered with just a little diligence and care. No doubt that a bit of extra time was worth it, as Mega Man Legends in many ways feels like an interactive Studio Ghibli film, with its faux cel-shaded artwork, wonderful colorful cast, excellent voice acting, and quaint surroundings that soon balloon into an epic tale of massive proportions. Indeed, Legends was ahead of its time, providing a believable, explorable world even before the mighty Ocarina of Time. Heck, it even did a version of Z targeting before Ocarina refined the mechanic. So while Legends might be a little rough in some places, it forever softened my heart for what, sadly, would only ultimately result in a 2-entry series plus a spin-off. So, Pat Picks, I love this quirky game, a game most probably don't even know exists, let alone love themselves. It was an early DS game. In those days, developers were anxious to devise something that made worthy use of the system's newfangled touchscreen. Namco's idea was to teach gamers how to draw the worst, most deformed Pac-Man possible, which led to the aforementioned Pac-Pix. Here, players used the DS stylus to draw multiple Pac-Men on screen, in which they could then be directed to munch on wandering ghosts. Later, bombs and arrows could also be drawn, usually to activate switches or solve basic puzzles. The game was clever, interesting, funny, and also completely obnoxious in how it almost always seemed to misread the player's scrawl at the worst time, meaning it would either deny the crucially needed object altogether, or spawn the wrong one instead. Which might be why, years later, the few who remember the title tend to snort in indifference. This is unfortunate, of course. The game is actually quite entertaining in spite of itself, with quirky art, an upbeat soundtrack, and a surprising amount of variety built around those few basic objects. I liked it so much, in fact, I even completed it a second time on its harder setting. One wonders why the game hasn't seen light again on iOS or even the Switch. The larger screen real estate would probably make all the difference. So, Super Princess Peach. Another DS title, the early internet was abuzz when this game was first unveiled in the pages of Nintendo Power. Little was known at the time, but the game we eventually got was a strange hodgepodge of Mario, Wario, Yoshi, with the little remaining belonging to, well, Princess Peach. In other words, it was a platformer that didn't quite know what it wanted to be, but still felt distinct with the gimmick of allowing the princess to tap into her inner emotions, literally allowing her to rampage through enemies in a fit of flaming rage, or literally go euphoric and fly to the heavens. Some scoffed at the silly ideas, some balked at the game's low challenge, some even accused the proceedings of being sexist, despite Peach being the heroine out to save Mario and company for a change. And admittedly, in a world now blessed with the likes of Donkey Kong Country Returns, Shovel Knight, and others, Super Princess Peach is something of a curiosity. But it's a cute curiosity, with hero and enemy alike brimming with personality, with bright sunshiny levels full of secrets galore, menacing mammoth bosses, and even some zany bonus stages. Super Princess Peach might not be a classic, but it'll always be a treasure in my collection. And so this list is really just a taste of a larger host of games I love, despite many not always feeling the same way. Even games like Diablo, that first title does not hold up particularly well when you compare it to Diablo 2 and especially 3, but you know, I love that simple, more concise, self-contained charm that first game provides, plus its wonderful soundtrack. Likewise, even though I like Donkey Kong 1 and 2, I have a sweet spot for 3. It's a shooter, and one of the weirdest ones at that. My question, then, is for my dedicated listeners. Which games do you favor, or even adore, despite their shortcomings or drawbacks? I'd love to know. But in any case, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I shall return next week with some more gaming goodness of one kind or another. Until then, this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.